Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. Two weeks ago, an announcement was made about my appointment to the Flutterwave Incorporated Global Board. That would make me the only female board member and the first independent non-executive director. Why did I accept the position? Though, of course, it is an honor to be offered such a position. We'll be examining this and how Flutterwave and what it stands for fits in so well with what I've worked towards for the last three decades. For those who don't know, Flutterwave is a payment solutions platform founded by Africans that has gone global. Paraphrasing the vision of Flutterwave in simple English, it is to link Africa to the world and to make payment solutions for yourself seamless. I myself got to know about Flutterwave because we had to get a payment solution that was global for the foundation. I was offered other platforms, maybe other platforms that truly at that time could have been easier to onboard with. I asked who founded Flutterwave, and they said, oh, it's some Africans. And I decided there and then that I will show loyalty to an African who wants to solve African problems for Africans. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Stay tuned to Voice of Change. You will find out what my decision to be on the global board of Flutterwave has to do with raising transformational leaders in Africa, what relationship it has to be with my life's work as an architect for the last 35 years and my practice in AD consulting for the last 30 years, and also what interface this decision has with raising transformational leaders at Awesome Treasures Foundation for the last 25 years.
Voice of Change is offered by AB Consulting and Awesome Treasures Foundation partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify, and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adenowo. You can reach me on Instagram at Jumoke Adenowo. I say in my book, New Heritage, Africa must evolve its own solutions. For me, Flutterwave Incorporated is indeed evidence that Africa must evolve its own solutions. Only an African understands what it means that the NIPS platform is down for a period. While you try to explain to those outside the continent the chaos we have to deal with, things that they take for granted, we cannot take for granted. Therefore, as Africans, on every level, just trying to run a normal life, we solve for problems at levels that are unheard of anywhere in the world. Think about yourself this morning as you listen to Voice of Change. If everything has gone exactly as you planned, wow, this is an amazing day. If there's been power supply when there should be power supply, diesel where there should be diesel, if the bus turned up where the bus should turn up, if the traffic pattern followed exactly the pattern you had expected, then you are having an amazing day, but also not a usual day. Without working in the moccasins of an African for a mile, you cannot understand what an African goes through. I told the story in Oxford Side Business School last Saturday about how important it is that Africa must evolve its own solutions, and how solutions to Africa's issues cannot be ideated thousands of miles away from where these issues emanate from. I said, some foreign aid workers were in what would be considered a poor community, and they saw the rich soil by the riverside and said to themselves, these villagers can plant tomatoes or tomatoes, whichever way you prefer to pronounce it. Why don't they? They must not be sharp. They must not be exposed. So they planted tomatoes by the riverside. These tomatoes did so well. The yellow flowers that come from the tomatoes came out and bloomed
The leaves were lush. The tomato fruit soon came through. Amazingly big red tomatoes. As the tomatoes were nearing the harvest season, one night, thunderous hoofs were heard by the riverside. In the morning, the aid workers woke up to find that the hippopotamuses, or hippopotami, had trampled over all the tomatoes and eaten them. And the villagers laughed and said, "This is why we don't plant tomatoes. Not that we don't know what to do, because of the hippopotami or hippopotamuses. Therefore, you see, when you do not understand a people's ecosystem completely, you cannot solve their problems in a bespoke manner. So for me, Flutterway, AD Consult, Awesome Treasures Foundation are about solving Africa's problems by Africans who understand the issues, the zeitgeist of Africa. What is the zeitgeist? The spirit of the age. The issues we grapple with, the resources we have, the aspirations we have, the ambitions of 64% of Africans who are young people under 25. We understand the way they think. We understand where they want to go. We understand the cultures, the ethnicities. In the plane yesterday, the friendly flight executive pronounced my middle name, Olufemiola, fairly well and said, "Oh, my Nigerian is getting better." And I had to tell him, there's no such language as Nigerian. We are 250 to 522 languages, depending on who is counting. My Nigerian is getting better. This is someone who even cares, but still could not solve for the language issue because he had no context. In my book, New Heritage, I make it clear that this book is about leveraging an experiential understanding of my heritage and my roots to solve contemporary global issues. To be able to solve our problems today, especially as young Africans, we must know that our ancestors solved their problems very effectively in the past. We must know they built sustainable buildings. We must know that Mansa Musa, an African, still remains to date the richest man who ever lived, even in contemporary times. We must know that Africa is not synonymous with poverty, with helplessness, with a lack of ability to help ourselves and always needing to be rescued. Because in the past, our ancestors did not need to be rescued. They solved their problems effectively for themselves. When a young African engages my book, New Heritage, and sees how well his ancestors did, and sees the exquisitely designed and executed Friday mosque in Zaria, Baba Bangwani, executed using mud and found materials all the time. Amazing work of architecture till today. When a young African engages with these wonders, a new respect for his heritage, a new respect for his own ability to solve his own problems and his nation's problems, a new understanding arises that regardless of what he has been told, the presence of a pigment in his skin cannot ever be a constraint to his optimizing his potential. Leadership is what we need. And for me, New Heritage points the way. AD Consulting points the way. Awesome Treasures Foundation points the way. And as I leverage on my skills as an architect who is a problem solver, as an architect who leads teams of various skill sets to achieve a vision that I have casted and communicated, a vision that is not mine, but a vision that I am a steward of as a custodian of several stakeholders, I can translate these learnings to the board level as we work together at Flutterway to bring the next phase of impact with the help of global stakeholders, venture capitalists who have believed in this idea, who are also board members, working towards a common goal that this vision of Flutterway comes to pass. Why is it important to link Africa to the world with seamless payments? Trade, commerce, business, breaking that cycle of poverty for our people all depends on being able to make Africa a part of the global market. Thank you so much. I saw how Instagram was lit up. LinkedIn was ablaze with congratulatory messages to me. Thank you for your goodwill. I was blown away. I appreciate you. With your initiative, my initiative, the little we can do, remember I always say, it is better to light a candle than to cast the darkness. The little we can do, including supporting those who are already championing bespoke solutions for Africa's peculiar and unique challenges. Do our bit to support the role models who are leading the way in evolving Africa's solutions by Africans in a world-class way that globally others are willing to come with us on this journey from Africa to the globe. I'm looking forward to hearing about that business. Maybe like AD Consulting has gone from Africa to the globe, Awesome Treasures Foundation from Africa to the globe, Floods Away from Africa to the globe. I'm looking forward to hear about your business that solves problems for Africa and will be celebrated globally.
It's time for change.